Catherine and Agatha enter in dazzling confections and quake in secret to find themselves practically alone with Lady Brocklehurst.
How do you do, Catherine? Agatha? You didn't dress like this on the island, I expect. By the way, how did you dress?
They have thought themselves prepared, but...
Not so well, of course, but quite the same idea.
They are relieved by the arrival of Treherne, who is in clerical dress.
How do you do, Mr. Treherne? There is not so much of you in the book as I had hoped.
There wasn't very much of me on the island, Lady Brocklehurst.
How do you mean?
Treherne shrugs his honest shoulders.
I hear you have got a living, Treherne. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Is it a good one?
So. They are rather weak in bowling, but it's a good bit of turf.
Confidence is restored by the entrance of Ernest, who takes in the situation promptly and of course knows he is a match for any old lady.
How do you do, Lady Brocklehurst?
Our brilliant author!
Oh, I don't know.
It is as engrossing, Mr. Woolley, as if it were a work of fiction.
Thanks, awfully. The fact is...
He is puzzled by seeing the Brocklehurst family exchange meaningful looks.
Lady Brocklehurst, Mr. Treherne and I, we are engaged.
And Ernest and I.
I see. You thought it wise to keep the island in the family.
An awkward moment this for the entrance of Lord Loam and Lady Mary, who, after a private talk upstairs, are feeling happy and secure. Loam offers both hands to his distinguished guest.
Aha! Younger than any of them, Emily.
Flatterer. You seem in high spirits, Mary.
I am.
After...
I mean, the fact is...
Again, that disconcerting glance between the Countess and her son.
She hears wedding bells, Emily.
Do you, Mary? Can't say I do, but I'm hard of hearing.
If you don't, Lady Brocklehurst, I'm sure I don't.
The seen our curios from the island, Emily. I should like you to examine them.
Thank you, Henry. I am glad you say that, for I have just taken the liberty of asking two of them to step upstairs.
There is an uncomfortable silence, which the entrance of Crichton with Tweeny does not seem to dissipate. Crichton is impenetrable, but Tweeny hangs back in fear.
Loam, I had no hand in this.
Pooh! What have I done? You always begged me to speak to the servants, Henry, and I merely wanted to discover whether the views you used to hold about equality were adopted on the island. It seemed a splendid opportunity, but Mr. Woolley has not a word on the subject in his book.
All eyes turn to Ernest.
The fact is...
The fatal words again.
I assure you, Emily...
Father, nothing whatever happened on the island of which I, for one, am ashamed, and I hope Crichton will be allowed to answer Lady Brocklehurst's question.
To be sure. There's nothing to make a fuss about, and we're a family party. Now, truthfully, my man.
I promise that, my lady.
Some hearts sink. The hearts that could never understand a Crichton.
Well, were you all equal on the island?
No, my lady. I think I may say there was as little equality there as elsewhere.
Ah! The social distinctions were preserved.
As at home, my lady.
The servants?
They had to keep their place.
Wonderful! How's it managed? You girl, tell me that.
Can there be a more critical moment?
If you please, my lady. It was all the Govs doing.
They give themselves up for lost. Loam tries to sink out of sight.
In the regrettable slang of the servants' hall, my lady, the master's usually referred to as the Gov.
I see.
Lady Brocklehurst turns to Lord Loam.
You.
Yes, I understand that is what they call me.
You didn't even take your meals with the family.
No, my lady. I dined at Pa.
Is all safe?
You, girl. Also, did you dine with Crichton?
No, your ladyship.
With whom?
I took my bit of supper with Daddy and Polly and the rest.
Is all lost?
Dear old Daddy, he was our monkey. You remember our monkey, Agatha?
Rather. What a funny old darling he was.
And don't you think Polly was the sweetest little parrot, Mary?
Ah, I understand. Animals you had domesticated.
Quite so, quite so.
The servants' teas that used to take place here once a month.
They did not seem natural on the island, my lady, and were discontinued by the Gov's orders.
A clear proof, Lone, that they were a mistake here.
I admit it. I abandoned them. Emily, as the result of our experiences on the island, I think of going over to the Tories.
I am delighted to hear it.
Thank you, Crichton. Thank you. That is all.
Lone motions for Crichton and Tweeny to go, but the time is not yet.
One moment. Young people, Crichton, will be young people, even on an island. Now, I suppose there was a certain amount of, shall we say, sentimentalizing going on?
Yes, my lady, there was.
Mother!
Which gentleman? You, girl, tell me.
If you please, my lady.
The fact is,
he is checked as before, and probably says, damn, to himself, but he has saved the situation.
It was him! Mr. Ernest, your ladyship!
With which lady?
I have already told you, Lady Brocklehurst, that Ernest and I...
Yes, now, but you were 2 years on the island. Was it this lady?
No, your ladyship.
Then I don't care which of the others it was. Well, I suppose that will do.
Do? I hope you are ashamed of yourself, Mother. You are an excellent fellow, Crichton. And if, after we are married, you ever wish to change your place, come to us.
Oh, no, impossible.
Why impossible?
Lady Mary cannot answer, or perhaps she is too proud.
Do you see why it should be impossible, my man?
Crichton can make or mar his unworthy Mary now. Have you any doubt of him?
Yes, my lady. I had not told you, my lord, but as soon as your lordship is suited, I wish to leave service.
They are all immensely relieved, except poor Tweeny.
What will you do, Crichton?
Crichton shrugs his shoulders.
Shall I withdraw, my lord?
He does so, Tweeny accompanying him. They can all breathe again. The thunderstorm is over.
Horrid of me, wasn't it? But if one wasn't disagreeable now and then, it would be horribly tedious to be an old woman. My George will soon be yours, Mary. And then think of the opportunities you will have of being disagreeable to me. On that understanding, my dear, don't you think we might?
Lady Brocklehurst and Lady Mary lean toward one another. Their cold lips meet.
Quite so, quite so.
Crichton announces dinner, and they file out. Lady Mary stays behind a moment and impulsively holds out her hand.
To wish you every dear happiness.
Same to you, my lady.
You despise me, Crichton.
An enigma to the last. The man who could never tell a lie makes no answer.
You are the best man among us.
On an island, perhaps, my lady, but in England, no.
And there's something wrong with England.
My lady, not even from you can I listen to a word against England.
Tell me one thing. You have not lost your courage.
No, my lady.
Mary goes. Bill turns out the light.